We have the head coach of the Beavers joining us here. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us down at the tunnel. Coach, congratulations on a weekend sweep.
Thanks, Kelly.
It was another fun hockey game. Of course, RIT came out a little bit differently than they did yesterday, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And kudos to them. They were, I'm sure they weren't happy with how things went yesterday, and they came out, they were a different team. And definitely tip my hat to them. I thought they certainly in the first period, for sure, were outworking us, winning a lot of the battles. Consequently, we were in our end a lot. But I thought we came out and just competed a lot harder and did a lot, much better job in second and third period.
Well, before you came on here in our postgame show, I mentioned Tara Lantain, their goaltender, with 55 saves yesterday, 37 saves here today. She's only a sophomore. I would say in the future she's going to be a tough goaltender to face.
Yeah, she had a good weekend, no question. I think, obviously in retrospect, you look, I think we were shooting high on her too much. You know, we shot pucks over the net a lot, and what happens is you don't get rebounds when you do that. So yesterday I thought we were putting more pucks in her feet and we're creating more chances, and today we were shooting a lot of pucks high. But, yeah, she squared up well and made some big saves for him, no question.
Well, and then for you, Kerrigan Dowie came up with some spectacular saves, 32 in all. Her second win of the season. Coach, you got to be pretty happy that you've got three goaltenders that can play any night you need them.
Yeah, no question. She was our best player in the first period for sure, and that's why we came out of that with a 1-0 lead. But, yeah, I thought she did an outstanding job. Really, really proud of her performance.
You get goals from Emily Berglund, Alexis Joyce, and Haley Mack. Any of those three goals really stand out to you?
You know what? I thought AJ's was a big goal. It was just, we talk a lot about shooting off a pass, and that's a skill you got to work on, and I thought that was just a big goal. Obviously, we want to draw, and we go D to D, and AJ, AJ just one-times it off the pass, and it's a big, turns out to be the winning goal. So, no question. Obviously, Haley's gave us a little breathing room.
Well, I know Abby Haluska had a big night tonight. I know she was trying to score. She had a couple of good looks. Puts in two assists for your team, setting up AJ on that one and Haley Mack on her goal. She's got to feel a little snake bitten, don't you think?
Well, she's getting chances. She's one of the players, what I referred to earlier about shooting high. And I said, just check out her feet, see how good she can move her feet. But Abby's been, with that line, she and Haley and Kiki. But just, again, once Kiki came back from her injury, it just changes our team totally just because of the energy and the speed and the way that line plays. And Abby does a good job. She's not, in a foot race, she's not going to beat either one of those two. But she thinks the game fast and she's smart and she gets herself in the right spots. And I thought she made a great play on the goal to Haley. She could have shot it, but recognize Haley was in a better spot and moved the puck to her. So, yeah, Abby had a good weekend. She just a couple times couldn't corral the puck, had some really good opportunities, but the puck bounced or whatever. But she keeps getting them. She'll put them in.
I know Kara Wirth recorded her first career point as a BSU Beaver on that Emily Berglund power play goal. It's nice to see your other freshmen getting some points, especially your defensemen. Kara, obviously getting a chance to play here today. I know her and Heather have been splitting Friday and Saturdays. She had a good game today too, didn't she?
She did, yep, she did. It's obviously not the easiest thing to do is you're not playing consistently and you're in every other game, and sometimes that can be a challenge, but she's handled it extremely well. Works tremendously hard. She's one of the first on and last off every day and just works hard on her game. So it's just a little thing. The more she plays, she's just going to get better at it. So certainly a very, very promising future for her.
Well, you're done with non-conference play, at least for one more weekend. You got Minnesota State coming here, WCHA opponent next weekend. How do you prepare for another getting back into WCHA play?
Well, it's a huge weekend, Kelly. It's a huge weekend. One, it's the last one of the year, and we're at home, and obviously we got an opportunity to go into the Christmas break, continuing the role that we're on. But the biggest thing is the points that are at stake. I'm not sure how Minnesota and Duluth are doing, but Duluth's 3 points up on us regardless of how today's game goes, and they could be 6 points up. And those are the two games we have in hand, and obviously the race is to get home ice, and they're sitting ahead of us. So that's how important next weekend is.
Well, the Gophers right now have a 4-0 lead over Duluth with 7:49 left in the second, but there's a lot of hockey left.
Yeah, so that's a pretty solid lead for Minnesota, no doubt.
Definitely. Coach, congratulations again on the sweep. We'll Talk to you next week at Media Day.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.